let's see, any gets, let's see now, when that door is open, the filing cabinet is what, the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. On Monday, people traditionally do their
washing.
And after they wash the clothes, what do they have to do?
Wash them dry.
Okay, and?
Iron them.
Okay. What's the part of the house called that a person uses to walk up from the first to the second floor?
Stairway.
What's the area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Front porch.
Okay. Now, will you name some different kinds of porches according to where they're placed on the house and how big they are and what they use for?
The front porch, the stoop.
Now, what's the difference
back porch.
Between a front porch and a stoop?
A stoop would be a porch too small to put furniture on it, but is functional in that it has a little tiny roof overhead.
Well, would this always be at the front of the house?
That's right.
Would you have
it would, actually, it would be the front entrance where to a house that doesn't have a front porch.
Okay.
And a screen porch, patio, because after all, I guess the patio is part of a, I mean, if it's attached to the house, it could legitimately be called a porch.
I think so. A patio isn't roofed, is it?
No.
Okay.
Veranda.
Now, what's a veranda?
Front porch.
Well, now, does a veranda have a roof?
Oh, yeah.
So a veranda and a front porch are interchangeable
terms?
That's
right, yeah.
Okay.
In general, you refer to the veranda as the front porch. It wouldn't be on the back.
Okay.
Screen porch, I gave that, didn't I?
Now, screen porch can go anywhere.
That's right. Okay. Front or back. Yeah. The only requirement is that it be screened. That's about it.
I think that pretty well covers it. If a door was open and you didn't want it open, you'd ask someone to...
Keep it open.
Now, if you didn't want it open, what would you say?
Close it.
Okay. And what's another way to say that?
Close it. Oh, shut it.
Okay. Overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a framed house are called what?
Clapboard.
let's see. Now, this is a grammatical thing. Did he drive the car into town? Yes, he...
Yes, he did.
Okay. Did he drive it? Yes, he...
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but use the same word. Past tense of drive. Did he drive it? Yes, he...
Yes, he drove it.
Okay. And so the car has been...
Driven into town.
The top of a house outside is called the...
Pitch. Oh, the roof.
Yeah. Now, rain rolls down the roof and into what?
Gutter.
Okay. And, let's see, the roof of a house may have several peaks on it.
Mm.
Now, what do you call the... The areas between the peaks.
Valley.
Okay. Before everybody had indoor plumbing, a separate building was used. What was this building called?
Outhouse.
Got any other terms for it?
Privy.
Okay. If somebody tells you all his troubles, you might say to him, "Don't tell me your troubles.
I got troubles of my own."
Okay. And we, I got troubles of my own, and we, what troubles of our own? Would you say we got also?
Oh yeah, we got troubles of our own.
And you?
Sure. You got your troubles and I got my troubles.
Okay. Let's see, if somebody says, have you ever heard that song? You might say, yes, many times.
Sure, I've heard that song.
Okay. Somebody says, have you been with Tom? You might say, no, I
haven't been with Tom yet.
Okay. And has he been with Tom? No, he?
He ain't been with me yet.
Okay.
No, he hadn't been with me yet.
Okay. By all means, you know, be as natural as possible.
Yeah.
If you say ain't when you're talking to your friends, say it. Because that's what I want.
Yeah, I know.
If somebody says, have you seen him? You might say, well, I've never seen him, but
I saw him recently.
No. Somebody says, have you seen this famous person? You might say, well, I've never seen him, but
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the expression ENTY? E-N-T-Y? I don't think it's...
Auntie, E-N-T-Y.
Yeah, like, as in, are you going, you're going, Auntie.